Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. I said, give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Lift up your voice and let's give Jesus praise. Give him all the time. Give him all the glory. Celebrate his faithfulness. Faithful God, I bless your name. Pray. We give you all the praise. Father, we say thank you. You are a good God. You are a faithful God. Awesome God. Lord, we want to say thank you. What a privilege to be in your presence. And we thank you for what you are set to do, even in advance. To you alone be the glory. Please do that from the depth of your heart. Show how grateful you are in God's presence. Father, we bless you. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. The glory and the honor. We lift our hands, Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You are great. You are great. Oh, you do miracles so great. There is no one else.
There is no one else.
You are great.
For
you are great.
You're the miracle.
You're the miracle.
So great.
There is no one.
There is no one else like you.
Father, there is no one.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is no one.
You deserve
the glory
and the honor. Lord, we lift our voice.
Lord, we lift our voice in worship
as we bless.
As we bless your holy.
You deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory
and the honor.
Lift
up thy hands as you sing to his name. You are always great.
There is no one else.
You are great.
You're the miracle.
You're the miracle. lift up your voice and bless the holy name of Jesus, the God that does all miracles. Welcome to a miracle healing service. Jesus, the great physician, is here. And his presence will make the difference. Let's appreciate his presence in our midst. We welcome your presence here, Lord. You will do the unthinkable. You will do the unimaginable. Sit on your throne, Jesus, as you do great things in our midst. Lekonta la sabreke su sebregede yabalaya. Shina no tekina su kekere atona kaya. Shana na berabo kosete bele bayata. You will do great things as you move in our midst. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. We sing glory. Worship him. Lift up your hands and bless him. Unto you, Jesus.
To you we lift up our voice to say, you are the Lamb upon the throne.
You are glorious. For you are glorious. World is love. Take your place, Jesus. Take your place. Take your place. And unto you, and unto you, I believe my voice to say, you are the Lamb.
Glorious
one more time. For
you are glorious.
Are you sure you are telling him in worship to his name? Lord God of miracles, the God of healing, take your place in our midst and do what only you can do. Thank you, Jesus.
We leave. Our voice to say,
you are the Lamb. You are the Lamb.
Of all.
The truth.
You sit on your golden throne.
You are the Lamb.
Of all. Oh, my Lord.
You are the Lamb. You are the Lamb. Thank you, Father. You are the Lamb.
Father, we thank you.
You are the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Father, we say thank you. Mark chapter 10 and verse 27. Jesus looking unto them this morning and said, Mark 10:27, with man it is impossible, but not with God. For with God
all things possible. I want you to express your faith to the God of possibility this morning. You are in a miracle service. You are in an healing service. You can put it on the screen, please, so that they can see. With man, it may be impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Lift up your voice and express your faith. Jesus, I've come to seek you. Touch me, Jesus. This thing is not impossible with you. Mention it as we get ready for the word. There is nothing impossible with you. For with God, all things are possible. With God, lift up your voice and express your expectation. Please don't shut your mouth. Expectation is the mother of manifestation. Jesus, I express my expectation to you. With you, this situation is not impossible. For with you, everything is possible. Reach out to me today. Touch me. Give me a testimony to share to the glory and to the praise of your name. I vow to give you the glory. I vow to return to give you the glory. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody who believe God, please, you can say a loud amen. One more time, you can say the loudest amen. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Before we came, you were already here. Thank you for your sweet presence. Thank you for your miracle presence. Thank you for your healing presence. Thank you because no one will go home the same. You will do the unimaginable. You release your touch upon every life. In the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no right to be here. Where there is light, darkness cannot dwell. Therefore, over every life, over anyone under the sound of my voice, that your hand or finger is aborted. Your power is paralyzed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody believe in God, the loudest of your amen. Come on, make the amen louder, louder, louder. Hallelujah. I want you to just help me congratulate the men by your side. Any man around you, tell them Happy Father's Day. 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 Hallelujah. Give Jesus a big, big, big hand of praise. And please take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Praise God, 2026, my year of open doors in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you sure you are alive? You are not going to murmur it. Praise God, 2026 is my year of open doors in the name of Jesus Christ. Sounds like it. Hold fast to the word. Keep making my boast in the Lord. Congratulations. One more time, we want to say Happy Father's Day 2026 to every father in the house. Please, let's clap for Jesus and celebrate all the fathers in the house. The last 2 days has been an awesome time, or if we say the last few weeks, we've had such an awesome time in God's presence. Would all the men agree with me, please? Hallelujah. Great time in God's presence on Friday and yesterday. We want to thank God for what God has done. Our prayer is that whatever God has done shall remain permanent. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. I said in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Quickly, this service is a full-edged service.
is an healing and miracle service. Amen. It's an anointing service. It's also a Father's Day service. Hallelujah. Who is a father? Quickly, I want to share with you an acronym that I put together on the word called daddy. Fathers are called daddy. A father is somebody that has given birth. He has a son or he has a child. Amen. When you have an offspring that have come off of you, you are called father. Please, I also request if the media can help me put it out there. Number one, a father is dependable. Is available. Is a diligent disciple of Christ. Is a distinguished exemplary life. He lives a distinguished exemplary life. Is the yoke with his wife and the children. In other words, is the bonds that keeps the family together. So my charge to all men is look at this point and go and quicken your heart. All of us are not there yet. We are all a work in progress. Two of us. Are you dependable? Are you available? The best your children need is not presence. P-R-E-S-E-N-T. It is presence. P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. Presence is stronger than present. Because present will get damaged. Gifts will be broken. But one thing your children will never forget is your availability in their life. Please be available as much as you can. Don't be engrossed with all the gimmicks of I am busy. Please be available. What else? Be diligent. And be a diligent disciple of Christ. We talked all of that during the Friday. You are the one to model Christ to your parent. And I give my example. I knew first evangelism by seeing it in my life of my biological father. So I'm not preaching the gospel today because it started today. My father was the first one that started taking me out for evangelism. He was a military officer, but he was a lover of God. He would go out on evangelism. He was a military officer and pastored the church for 3 years. Full-time military officer, but his passion for Christ will not let him be. I knew crusades from my biological father. He would take me out for crusades, village crusades, community crusades. And I always hear him say to me then, I'm teaching you something. I learned Bible from my own biological father. At the age of 7, my dad would give me the Bible and would say, Matthew, I need you to read Psalm 91. Start memorizing it. In 1 week time, you must have it on your head. It was very brutal, but I thank God for it today. And that is the reason why at 11, Jesus met me. And the rest is testimony. Please make sure you are a diligent disciple of Christ. We've learned all of that on Friday. If the woman is doing it, it's only complimenting. You are the one to take it all. Are you catching that now? You must be a distinguished exemplary life. Don't tell them what to do and you are not doing it. And you must be the yoke that binds the family together. You must show love and true love. how you love their mother is how they will love their own wife. So you must model true love. Don't model pain. Don't model regrets. Are you catching that now? Model true love to your children. Grace is released. Remember, a good man leaves what? Inheritance for his what? His children's children. I see your children calling you blessed. In the name of Jesus. As I see your children calling you blessed. What are the duties of the sons to their father? Number one, honor. Somebody say honor. If I am your father, Malachi 1:6, where is my honor? Every children is meant to honor their father. This morning, I haven't spoken to my own father in heaven. The first person I have spoken to today is my biological father. Just to let you know, I love you, I honor you, and I thank you for your prayers over me this morning, as early as this morning. Praise the Lord. This morning, my own children has come to me and say, Daddy, happy Father's Day. Here is your gift. And some also gave me money. I'm glad they did. Why? Because I told my wife, we must teach our children how to honor. Are you catching that now? So the fact that my little child, the highest of them is 15 years, is giving me money today. What money would they give me? But we are teaching honor. We are teaching honor. So in case you are here, you are a child, make sure that there is an honor that goes from you to your parent today, particularly your father. I'm pleading with you. Wives, teach your children how to honor their father. You'll be glad you did. Remember in Ephesians 6 verse 1 and 2, it said, this is the only commandment that comes with what? A promise. Promise. That your day may be what? May be long. And that it may be well with you. No child will drop dead in Jesus' mighty name. Number two, you must be profitable. Every child must not be a liability to their family. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:5, is a foolish child that brings shame to the father. Number three, care. Care. Please, let's not be deceived. It's not only the women that need care. Men need care. Yesterday, we talked about mental health. You can go and do the research. Science has shown that men die younger than women. It is out there. I'm not trying to speak for the men because they are carrying a lot. And a lot of them are so carrying a lot that they cannot even share because they told them they cannot cry. So they are buckling it up. So yesterday I told all the men, please, if you want to cry, cry. Men, did I not say it to you? And if your wife says, hey, why are you crying? Keep crying. Who told you men don't cry? Jesus wept. So if my Savior wept, leave me to cry. So men, don't cry, no. And please, let's not say that to our children. If they want to cry, let them cry and let them free themselves from stress. Instead of buckling things up and dying in depression and oppression, we receive grace. Amen. Finally, we must defend our father. In Proverbs 22 or Proverbs 20 verse 20, the Bible talks about that a son or a child that curseth his father, he said, his lamp shall be put off. Whosoever curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put off. So you don't curse fathers, no matter what you see in their life. Because even you too, you are not perfect. Amen? Amen. When my siblings reach out to me and say, oh, why is daddy doing that? I say, relax. The man is old. If he could not change it when he was a teenager, let's leave him now. All we need to do is manage him and pray for him. In Jesus' name. Then they say, amen. Are you catching that now? That's how we roll. If you do it that way, you will never be angry with your father or your mother. All you know now is you can learn how not to be like them. And you want to change a man of 80 years, God will help you. Somebody say, I receive grace. And so to every father, we call you blessed. Amen. I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
Your children will call you blessed.
Amen.
You will eat the fruit of your hand.
Amen.
You will not labor for trouble.
Amen.
You will leave inheritance for your children.
Amen.
You will not fall sick.
Amen.
You will not die young.
Amen.
The Lord will cause you to flourish in the land.
And every blessing that our Father has stood to release upon our Father today, I decree that it will find expression in your life.
Amen.
Give Jesus a big hand of praise.
Understanding the power of vision. Proverbs 28:29-18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. So if we don't want to perish, we must understand, and not only understand, but give ourselves to visions and revelations. However, we must know that every vision that is not pursued cannot be realized. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24, Paul said, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. Hallelujah. In Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 1, I will stand on my watch, and I will watch what he will say to me when I'm reproved. And he said, write the vision and make it plain upon the table that he may run that readeth it. Until vision is pursued, it cannot be accomplished. Philippians 2 and verse 12, the B part, he said, work out your salvation with what? Fear and with trembling. So no matter the vision that has been revealed, if you will not work it out, it cannot work. If you will not work it out, it cannot work. This is why they run an end outcome. No matter what God say, if you don't pursue it, you cannot fulfill it. Why do we need vision? Number one, we need vision. We must commit our way to the Lord for our glorious destiny in Christ to be realized. Psalm 37 and verse 5 is a commit thy way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
Number two, we should always remember that God will only back up his plan in our life and not our plan. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. He said, blessed is he that calleth you, who also we do it. Blessed is he that calleth you, who also, we what? We do it. Blessed is he that calleth you, who also, we what? We do it. I therefore pray that no one will miss it in life. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. I said, I will hear your amen. Amen. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not in your own understanding. Verse next. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will what? Direct your path. Why is this so? Proverbs 16, 25. Proverbs 16:25. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Somebody say, God forbid. May you not lead yourself to the place of death. May you not lead yourself to the place of death. Please, somebody say a louder amen. How do I receive vision? Number one, be watchful in your spirit. Revelation 1 and 10. I was in the spirit on the last day and I heard. Be watchful in your spirit. Be watchful in your spirit. In other words, be vigilant in your spirit. Habakkuk 2 and verse 1. I will stand on my watch. I will stand on my watch and set upon myself on a tower, and I will watch to see. If you are not watchful, you cannot see. Don't be rowdy. Be watchful to see. Don't be too much in haste. Be watchful to see. Settle down and ask God sincere question, and you will get sincere answer. Number two, continue to search the scriptures and relevant resources on the subject matter that interests you. Continue to search. Jeremiah 15:16. Continue to search. Continue to search. Continue to search. Because until you search, you cannot find. The word have I found and I ate. And the same word has become what? The joy and the rejoicing of my soul. Isaiah, I believe 34 and verse 16. Please put that out for us. Isaiah 34 and verse 16. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord. And what? Read. And none shall fail. And none shall want amid. Why? For the mouth of God has commanded it, and the Spirit has gathered them. Continue to search. Tell your neighbor, search until you find. Tell your neighbor, search until you find. Tell another neighbor, say, you must search until you find. The proof of true vision, one. When you have found vision, God will go before you. Somebody say amen to that. John 10 verse 4 and 5. He goes before you. He goes before you. Isaiah 45 verse 1 to 3. He goes before you. 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 Every time you are in vision, God does not leave you behind. He goes ahead of you to make the crooked way straight, to clear off all the barriers on your ways. Number two, it goes with you. It goes with you. Somebody say, it goes with me. Louder, you can say, it goes with me. Matthew 28:18-20. God goes with me. Verse 20, lo, I am with you. I am with you. Mark 16:20. And the Lord was walking with them. The Lord was walking with them. The Lord was walking with them. Thank you, Father. And Romans 8, verse 31, 32. If the Lord be for me, who can be against me? Number three, God walks with you. He walks with you. It does not only walk. It does not only go with you. It also walk. It does the work with you. So in other words, you and God becomes like a partner in fulfilling that thing. That is why you can't fail in it. Mark 16:20, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6 and verse 9. God becomes your partner because he was the one that sent you in that errand. But if you are the one that went by yourself, you'll be by yourself. And you keep seeking for the help of man. And when men are limited, there is not much they can do. But please know, God will never support what he has not commanded. Be careful so that you don't become stranded. Don't lead yourself. Allow God to lead you. Isaiah 48 verse 17. I am the Lord your God. I teach you to profit. And I lead you. Somebody say, do it, Lord. Somebody said to me this week, I'm not hearing God. I said, it's not true. You have heard many times. But you are not doing what God has said. I said, Pastor, what do you mean? Most of us, the reason we claim to say we are not hearing God is because we don't want to hear what he has told us. You want to hear what you want to hear. That's why you say he has not heard. Am I making sense? Because what God is saying is not what you want to hear. So you say, no. That's not God. Why? Because you also have your voice. You want to hear what you want to hear. Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways and my thoughts to your thoughts. Tell your neighbor, relax. Look at your neighbor and just smile and say, relax. God has your best interest. Will you allow him? What's their response? Today is our healing banquet, miracle healing banquet. Like I said, the Lord happening today, and I hope you are receiving the word as they come. Somebody say, I receive it. I said, somebody say, I receive it. As we get ready to anoint ourselves today, I want you to hold on to some of these few words and we'll begin to pray. Number one, Christ is the ultimate in our search for answer for all health issues. He is the ultimate. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. Our God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Finish the rest with me. Healing all that were oppressed. Somebody say all. The louder you can say all. So he is the final bus stop in our quest for healing, for health, and for wholeness. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 17. The Bible says, himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. Himself took. Somebody say took. He took. The word infirmities there means spiritual forces to infirm. It's like saying confirm, satanic information. That diagnosis may not be able to diagnose. I'm sure you know. No matter the stethoscope and telescope, if the devil wants to hide, you can't see him. True of us? God for the diagnosis. But I can tell you the truth. Even medicine does not have answer to oppressions of the devil. That's why he said in that Acts chapter 10 verse 38, he anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil. When satanic oppression comes, biology and chemicals and chemistry may not be able to have answer. May not. Me not.
So when we get to that point, what we need is Jesus,
the great physician. In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 23, the Bible says, in that same great evening, he was teaching them in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom as I am doing, and healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases among the people. I am the Lord, I change it not. Hebrew 13 and verse 8. Lekum rakos kaparosia fasataya. If he did it before, he can do it again. I am the Lord, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forevermore. Therefore, everyone under the sound of my voice who believes in Jesus, the great physician, I see him healing all manners of sickness and disease in your life. Please join me and say the loudest amen. Join me and say the loudest amen. Join me and say the loudest amen. What more? Every sickness and disease still bows to the name today. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. They bow to the name today. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and of things on earth and of things under what? The earth. Go next, please. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus is what? Is Lord. To the glory of God. Who? The Father. In the name of Jesus concerning that sickness, I decree that it shall be to the glory of God the Father. I say it shall be to the glory of God the Father. They once asked Jesus, is this sickness unto death? He said, no, no, no. No, no. He said that the name of God might be glorified. Come on, I have good news for you. Congratulations. That sickness will not kill you. That disease will not kill you. God shall be glorified in your life. I said God shall be glorified in your life. I said God shall be glorified in your life. Get ready. When he heals instantly. When he heals instantly. The man that was full of leprosy in Matthew chapter 8 verse 1 to 3 was healed instantly. You see that by the centurion. The Bible says in verse 13, he was healed that self same hour. Blind Bartimaeus was healed instantly. It was healed instantly. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stepped in. Thank you, Father. Mark chapter 10, you see all of that from verse 46 all the way. And Jesus had mercy on him instantly. The paralytic man, Mark 2 verse 1 to 12, was also healed instantly. What else? The woman with the issue of blood. Thank you, Father. Luke chapter 8. Was also healed, what? Instantly. If he did it before, he can still do it again. If he do it before, he can still do it again. If he do it before, he can still do it again. And I see doing it again in your life. I see doing it again in your life. I see doing it again in your life. All we need is to believe what he can do. Mark 9 and 23. Mark 9, 23. Hear what he said. This was Jesus speaking to them. They were once asking Jesus, Jesus, can you do it? Jesus says, not about me. He said, if you can believe, all things is possible. Not to everybody, to him. To him that believe. Not everyone who comes to church. To him that comes to church, believe. So if you are in church and you are only hearing me and you don't believe in Christ, you are not a candidate. To him that believe, Matthew 9, 29. To him that believe, he taught touch their eyes and saying to them, according to your faith, be it unto you. And verse next, the Bible says, their eyes were opened. Why? Because their faith said so. Their faith says so. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. So if their faith said next week, it would have happened next week. Their faith said now, and immediately their eyes began to respond. Why? Their faith said so. I join my faith with your faith. As your faith is coming alive this morning, everything that looks like an infirmity in your body or in the body of any family member that you are standing for, I decree the word of healing will reach out to you. We have a prescription that we are going to be using, and it's called the anointing oil. And that's what we are going to use to pray for everybody that is sick. Why are we doing this? Exodus 30, verse 30, and verse 31. Thou shalt anoint Aaron and his son and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me as in the priestly office. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these shall be unto you an holy anointing oil unto many generations. So it's not an Old Testament thing. Is forever thing. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Is forever thing. You come to the New Testament, Mark chapter 6. Okay, before we get there, let's get to Psalm 89 and verse 20. Speaking about David. He said, I have found David my servant, and with my anointing oil, have I what? Anointed him. No kings become kingly until they are anointed. Our dominion over devil is manifested through the anointing. And so you saw in Mark chapter 6 and verse 7, the Bible, he gave them power. He gave them power. He gave them power over unclean spirit. And they came back in verse 13. Look at what they said in verse 13. Verse 13, please, quickly. He said in verse 13, and they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick. And what? And healed them. As we anoint you today, healing must take place. Miracle will take place. I didn't hear your amen. Amen means let it be. I say healing will take place. I say miracle will take place. I say healing will take place. I say miracle will take place. Healing will take place. Miracles will take place. In James chapter 5 verse 14 to 15. Follow me quickly. James 5, 14 to 15. Is any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him. Let them anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. It's not a church thing. It's a Bible thing. Verse 15, it said, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. That means the sick will not die. That means that sickness will not kill the sick. As the anointing, he said, the prayer of faith will save the sick. I decree you shall be saved. Your family member will be saved. Will you join me to say a louder amen? Listen to me. As I came onto this platform today, I came with strong compassion that no sick person under the sound of my voice or anyone that will come to this service with any kind of sickness will remain the same. With the compassion of Christ, you are coming out of sickness and disease. Why? Satan does not have the final say. Jesus has the final say. Jesus has the final say. So what is in the oil? The healing power is in the oil. Number two, the spirit of the Lord that destroys all forms of yokes is also in the oil. Isaiah 10:27. It says, shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken from off thy shoulder and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The Spirit of the Lord that sets the captives free is in the hall. What is in the hall? The Spirit of the Lord that exempts us from all evil. Somebody say exemption. Psalm 105 verse 13 to 15. When they went from one country to another country and one nation to another nation, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved king for their sake. Verse 15. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. As you are anointed today, evil will not touch you. I say evil will not touch you. I say evil will not touch you. I said evil will not touch you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. People of God, all you have requested for is that please let your faith come alive in what we are doing. Don't do this thing religiously again. Engage this mystery with your faith in the land. And Jesus is here before we came. And he will do the great. And he will do the unimaginable. Somebody say, we'll begin from me. Louder you can say, we'll begin from me. The loudest you can say, we'll begin from me. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. I want you to rise up in faith in your heart. Let's rise with faith in our hearts. Jesus, I believe. O rana kapete suseberia. Lanuki asufre peria. Lift up your voice and begin to give him thanks. Jesus, I thank you for your word and I believe your word. O mama nagabaradian sulande esibro hishabaya. I believe in your word. I believe. I believe in your name. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. Are you sure you're expressing that? I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe in you, Jesus. I believe nothing is impossible with you, Jesus. And I believe you will begin with me this morning. Somebody express that. I believe you will begin with me this morning. I believe you will begin with me this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
He said, come unto me, O ye that live, and everybody, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. But you have to come. I stand on the door of your heart and I knock. If any man will open, he said, I will come. If you open, I will come. Revelation 3:20. You have to open. The question is, are you open for him today? Before we start praying and anointing anyone, I want to pray for those who want to surrender to Christ. People of God, please look at me and get this. When man was with God and never sinned, man never knew sickness. When man touched sin, man opened the door to sickness and disease. What it therefore means is that when the sin question is solved, the healing promise is established. In Psalm 103, verse 2 and verse 3, you are reading together, it begins to say, who forgiveth my iniquity and healeth my disease? Is forgiveness first before healing, before miracle. You can't tell Jesus, give me miracle, and you are living. Are you catching that now? Jesus have to first take care of the sin, the transgression. And we want to get that off the way. Please, I want to pray for anybody in this service. Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Christ. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to be born again. Please, wherever you are, we're going to give you that privilege. When you are in sin, you keep sinking in life. That's the plan of the devil. Please open your heart.
and take a bold step. We're going to pray for you from the altar. If you want to join us here, come. And we receive you in Jesus' name. Church, let's clap our hands for Jesus. You want to come? Please come. Pastor, pray with me. I want to totally surrender to Christ. I want Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of my soul. I want to embrace Him so that I can have the peace, the sincere peace, the sincere life, the abundant life that is in Christ. Please, wherever you are, nowhere is too far, but we need to pray for you. You are taking a bold step to come towards the altar. At the same time, you want to rededicate your life to Christ. Please, the same thing. You are born again before. You have dropped the faith. You have backslided. You too, you know that the kind of life you live is no longer pleasing Jesus. You can be rededicated. Please come. 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 As you are coming, God bless you. Church, clap hands for them as they come. Let's receive you. Thank you, Lord. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. And God bless you as you do. Nowhere too far. You are not the worst. You are the most sincere as you are coming. Jesus loves sincere people. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. You are sincere. Jesus loves sincere people. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. I want to plead with you. Don't postpone your encounter. Keep coming. Jesus loves you. A new beginning. Even this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we give you praise. Please, everyone in front, I want you to put your right hand on your chest and you're going to pray this simple prayer with me. And I want you to mean it as you are praying, because Jesus is right there by your side hearing your confession. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today in total surrender of my life. I cannot help myself. I need your forgiveness. I need your help. Have mercy on me. Forgive me all my sin, my errors, my mistake. Beginning from today, I connect with you, Jesus, and I receive the new life. I will not go back to my old lives again. I receive the power to live for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for everyone that has come forward, not because they are the worst of sinners, but because, Lord, they are sincere. They've stepped out in sincerity. Lord, receive them today in the name of Jesus. We pray for you, that God will give you grace to begin to live for Christ all the days of your life. And the best of God in your destiny will begin to unfold, will begin to emerge in Jesus' mighty name. Church, please say louder, amen. Please open your eyes. You're going to be going with our kingdom friends just over here. You go and meet with our pastors. They will help you with the decisions you have made and give you some few materials. Church, clap your hands for Jesus as much as you can, please. Can we bring out our bottles of oil as we get ready for the anointing? Somebody say, I'm ready for the anointing. Louder you can say, I'm ready for the anointing. Louder you can say, I'm ready for the anointing. The loudest you can say, I'm ready for the anointing. Just as we said, as we anoint ourselves, put your faith in the line. Every sickness and disease, every affliction shall be lifted. Every yoke shall be destroyed. in the name of Jesus. You can also help your neighbor if they don't have. But please remind every member, don't take this thing for granted. Every third Sunday is anointing service. Come with your own bottles so that they can be prayed for. Because like today now, you're going to get one or two instructions. So if you don't have, I'm not sure how you're going to do about it. But yet, the mercy of God is already answering for us in this service. I want you to know that this anointing is your anointing for miracles. I didn't hear your amen. It's your anointing of healing. Lord, as we anoint ourselves today, we partake of everything that has been preached in this service. Let every yoke that is on anyone's neck be lifted up. In the name of Jesus, we decree healings. We decree deliverance. Every form of satanic captivity that has held anyone down, by the power of the Holy Ghost, you are loose this morning. You are delivered this morning. In the name of Jesus. Every blood-related issues, organ-related issues, internal issues, external issues, skin issues, biological issues, genetical issues. I don't know their names, but I am mentioning everything that has to do with your bloodline. Mental issues, brain issues, heart issues, stomach issues, leg issues, head issues, heart issues, whatever it may be, as you anoint yourself, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Every Satan behind any affliction, as the anointing comes on you right now, that satanic finger is paralyzed in the name of Jesus. That yoke is lifted in the name of Jesus. That yoke is lifted in the name of Jesus. That disease is lifted in the name of Jesus. By the power of the anointing, receive your miracle. Whatever you desire, receive your miracle. Whatever the name may be, receive your miracle. Whatever the name may be, receive your miracle. Whatever the name may be, receive your miracle. In the name of Jesus. Again, this anointing will be for you a mark of touching off. Sickness will not come near you. Come near your family. Come near your dwelling. Somebody receive that with the loudest amen. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Place the anointing upon your head and begin to declare your faith. I receive my healing. And you can mention it. I receive my healing. Let that anointing touch any part of your body that you are trusting God for healing. Let it touch any part. If it's your eye, touch it. Your leg, touch it. If it's something internal, I will tell you what next to do. But just touch your head, touch your leg, and just begin to declare, I receive my healing. I am free from pain. I am free from diabetes. I am free from hypertension. I am free from stroke. I am free from fibroid. Whatever the sickness is, begin to declare. Begin to declare. Begin to declare. Begin to declare. Begin to declare, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have declared. When you want to clean a house, you go inside the house to clean it. True of us? We are going to take a shot of the oil. Why are we doing that? Some of us, the things that are happening to us are inside. So the reason we are taking a shot of the oil is so that the Holy Spirit will help to go inside and begin to purge our spirit, purge our body, and purge our soul. Matthew 3 verse 11 and 12 talks about that. So as we touch our tongue with the oil, and take a shot of the oil. Whatever it is that is an organ issue that is buying and selling in your body, they shall be flushed out in the name of Jesus. A lady came into a service like this and had an issue with fibroid and received it by faith and went back home on Sunday. And the afternoon of that Sunday, she was supposed to be due for fibroid operation. She got home and she began to pick up bloods were coming out. According to her testimony, she said it was as if somebody died in the house. Even she was afraid. Everything was coming out. By the time she went for check, they told her, they said, you have just flushed all the fibroids in your body. So she was meant to go for an operation, but Holy Ghost went ahead of her and flushed it out of her system so that she will not need any operation again. As you take this shot of the oil, whatever is buying and selling inside your body is flushed out in the name of Jesus. For everyone who believe it by faith, please take a shot of the oil. And once you have done that, lift up your hands and lift up your voice, cover your buttocks, and begin to give God thanks. 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 Choir, sing us a praise song. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Celebrate your victory. Celebrate your victory. Celebrate your victory. Thank you, Lord. Somebody celebrate your victory. For you, somebody say, believe in amen. Amen. While we are celebrating victory for everyone, we are going to be doing two things quickly together. Please, in case you came to church and you can feel it that something has happened to your body, there's a way you came to church, you are not feeling the pain again, something has happened, you can see changes. You move your leg, you're moving something, you can see. If you need to go to the restroom, go ahead and do that. But please, while you are here and you want to come and show yourself to say, Lord, thank you for this thing, this miracle you have done, you're going to come towards my left hand side. You're going to have ministers there. Please, you come, and then we'll have another ministers there. You go there and just go and tell and say, God just did this in my life. This is what I saw. This is what I can see. You quickly go there. Now, while we are doing that, those who are here for the very first time on a Sunday, you carry your bags, your Bible, anything you came to church with, we are going to be welcome you at the same time. You will come towards the middle aisle here because we're about to pray for you and bless you before you go. While we are doing that, you also that believe that this is your week of miracle, what would you do? You are celebrating God. Somebody say celebrating God. Celebrating all of this we are doing, why? Because your story has changed. I say your story has changed.
Amen.
So they take that song and everybody, we are celebrating God in Jesus' name. Let's go. All our first timers, come towards the middle aisle. We receive you.
Come on. I say, come on. Who has the final say?
Thank you, Jesus. All our first timers, please come towards the middle aisle. Let's receive you.
The final say?
If you have a
testimony to share to my left and to my right. First timers, the middle one. Come on, church, celebrate him.
In the works of your hand, who has the final say? Can I hear you say, Jehovah? Has he turned your life around? I know he's made a way. Jehovah, Jehovah, turn just my life around.
I said hallelujah. Please clap your hands for Jesus, church, and take your seat in the presence of the Lord as we welcome all our first timers. We want to welcome you again to Winners Chapel International, Birmingham, the home of signs and wonders. We want you to know, just as we received you during the welcome time, God has led your feet here, and he led your feet here because he also wants to bless you. Anytime God brings people to himself, it's because he wants to bless them. Not because he just wants to see their face. It's because he wants to change their story. So our prayer for you is that as you have connected with us this morning, God will give you a change of story experience. That your life and your family will never remain the same again. In the name of Jesus Christ. You want to bow your heads quickly as we pray for you. Father, we thank you for all our special guests. Thank you for bringing them here to come and fellowship with us for the very first time. We release your blessings over them. We release your testimony over them. We decree over their life that as they step back home, even from today, things begin to turn together for their good.
Amen.
And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Church, your amen can be louder, please. Please, if you open your eyes, you'll be going with our kingdom friends over here. The pastor is lifting up the hands. You want to go with them? They are saying you are welcome with the placard. Just clap your hands for them as they step out, please. To God alone be all the glory. 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 Please clap, clap, clap for them as they quickly step out.
Pastor, let's just take maybe one or two of those testimonies before we shut down today. What God did for us, for some people, he hasn't left us without a weakness. Let's just hear one or two of them as a pointer you can hold on to and believe God for what God will do for you this week. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We have Tony. Tony came with pain in the leg, but after the anointing, the pain has disappeared.
The pain in the leg after the anointing.
We have Sister Abiola, heal of headache, blurred vision, and forgetfulness. Headache. Injury in my head with severe ache and forgetfulness. After the anointing, I can see clearly.
Please, the headache has disappeared.
Adekore, he also came here fatigue, weakness, and no strength. But after the anointing, the strength has been restored.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So we have Jazz. Cancer for months, but after the prayer, can sense that the cancer has disappeared.
Amen.
We have Sandeep, also anxiety and depression, poor sleep. But after the anointing, that yoke has been lifted. Sister Rosemary came very heavy, but after the anointing, now the heaviness has disappeared.
Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus.
We have Faith, also with body weakness and abnormal pains, but after the anointing, the pain has disappeared.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Let's hold on. Thank you. Please give Jesus a big hand. Give Jesus a big hand. Amen. For every one of those testimonies, they are permanent. Amen. If you need to get back to do a check, please don't be afraid. Go and do your check. And God will turn it for you for a testimony. In the name of Jesus. Please, let's get this instruction as we get back home. The instruction we receive from our Father, when you get back home, anoint your home. What did we say? Anoint your home today. And beginning from today till next week Sunday, take a shot of the oil every night before you sleep. Are you catching that instruction? And when you are taking it, no sickness and disease will survive my body. And you can tell any of your also family members to do likewise. This testimony shall be established in Jesus' mighty name. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Shall we rise on our feet? Say with me, this is my week of miracles.
This is my week of miracles.
Louder, you can say, this is my week of miracle. And the loudest you can say, this is my week of miracle.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662. Or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.